standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, as I like to say, my favorite day of the week, being Friday. Can never figure it out. Well, I don't do anything different on Saturday than I do on Friday. But anyway, welcome, my friends. It is August the 4th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number at the Republic Trading Group. And we don't take weekends off in any way, shape, or form. You can call us anytime at 1-800-691-7898. The web address is republictradinggroup.com. And coming up after the break, always a great pleasure to welcome back an old friend to RBN, the former host at RBN, Alan Stang is going to be joining us for the next hour. We'll talk about a lot of stuff, as we usually do. Quick check on the financial markets. Dow Jones Industrial Averages closed down 2 points today, 11,240. NASDAQ closed down 7 points at 2,085. No real news out there today outside of everybody waiting for Tuesday's big decision from the Federal Reserve, whether or not rates are going to go higher, lower, or stay the same. We'll keep you in suspense on that one for a while. In the metals complex, gold, although had a high of $655 earlier this morning when the jobs report came out, which was weaker than analysts had expected, therefore giving rise to speculation that the Federal Reserve will not raise interest rates on Tuesday. Subsequently, gold closed, down 90 cents on the day at $645.80. Silver, reversing the trend, soaring by 36 cents to $12.42 the ounce. Platinum up $12 at $1,248. Palladium up $2 at $3.28. As I said, not much action out there. The dollar got hammered, obviously, by the jobs report figure. Closed down 42 basis points at 84.38, well below that support level of 85. Crude oil closed down 16 cents at $74.60 the barrel. So, what do we make of all of this stuff? My friends, I haven't a clue. We'll have to wait until Tuesday to find out what the Fed is going to do. And up until that point, we'll just guess. And obviously, hopefully, no nuke is going to go off in the Middle East between now and Monday morning. But anyway, so strap yourselves in. Always a great, great pleasure to welcome Alan Stang to the show. And we'll have Mr. Stang with us after the short break.
The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
If I walked around at all, it was in bits and pieces of a jagged heart. You kissed me and every piece went back in place, every pain got erased.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday evening. Robbie Noel, your host. I inadvertently forgot to make an important programming announcement. Starting Monday, this show will be an hour earlier. So, starting Monday, it will be, let me see if I can get this right, because I always mess it up. It'll be 5 Pacific, 6 Mountain, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern. I think I got that right, but you'll have to check yourself. Joining us on the program this evening, always great to welcome an old friend back to the show, Alan Stang. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, Robbie. Thank you so much for inviting me. Always a delight to talk with you.
And even more importantly, getting you to appear on the show on short notice. Thank you, sir.
Short notice, yes it was. Again, always happy to do it, Robbie, if I'm free.
Before we get into your article that appeared in EtherZone today, you want to comment on what is going on in the Middle East right now, what your impressions are, what your prognosis is for the outcome of that situation?
Robbie, I don't have the slightest idea what the outcome will be. I don't have a prognosis for that reason. Historically, what we've seen in confrontations of this type is that as soon as the Israelis arrive at a point at which they are just about to wipe out the enemy, in this case, the Hezbollahites, the United States steps in and stops them and saves the enemy. I'm expecting something like that to come down any moment now. I'm reminded, just to give you one example of what I'm talking about, Robbie, which you probably will recall. Remember that in 1982, the Israelis had cornered Yasser Arafat, the sodomite, the pederastic Soviet agent who ran the Palestine Liberation Organization. The Israelis had cornered Arafat and the PLO in Beirut, and their backs were to the sea. They had no way of escaping. At that point, the United States government stepped in, stopped the Israelis, sent in the Marines, the U.S. Marines, to save Arafat, and the Marines loaded the PLO up with Arafat, and if I remember correctly, flew them to Tunisia. So here you have an example, let's see, 18, 24, well, almost 25 years ago. And let me remind you that the president at the time, of course, was Ronald Reagan, that great conservative. So this is what I'm expecting to happen now, there will be another, on the basis of what we've seen before, there will be another ceasefire. Arranged, demanded, forced upon the situation by the United States.
It doesn't seem as though the United States really wants a ceasefire, judging by the statements from Condoleezza Rice and many others. They seem to have adopted a position of understanding that world sentiment is obviously changing on a daily basis. And letting Israel do whatever it can to Hezbollah or to Lebanon per se to do as much damage as they can before ultimately the ceasefire will be announced.
That could very well be. I'm just speculating here. Obviously, I don't know. I'm just speculating on the basis of what we've seen happen before. But as you say, the situation is changing. Without doubt, there does seem to be a different spirit involved here in the Middle East. And of course, you've got the Iraqi situation, which you have to consider as part of it. I'm just speculating that since we've always done this, that we'll do it again. I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Big demonstrations in Baghdad today by numbers vary, depending on who you listen to.
But I could say one thing, Robbie, I think that that could be helpful, and that is we have seen over the long run, again and again, we've seen the United States intervening on one side or another, well, on every side you can think of, financing everybody, supporting everybody. We support Israel with billions of dollars. We support Egypt with billions of dollars. Egypt, where the modern expression of Islamic insanity originated in the 1920s, I guess, and always. This intervention exacerbates the situation, makes it worse, and the reason for this is that we have departed from the historic original foreign policy bequeathed to us by our wise founding fathers. And so the most helpful thought that I could offer is that we need to mind our own business. We need to tell the world we're sorry this is happening. We hope it can be resolved. We didn't cause it. We don't want it. And we hope that the participants can find a way to solve it, which in a way, you know, would be good, certainly good for the Israelis, because we wouldn't be there to stop them. To get back to the comment I made at first. And now this it does not at all mean that I'm advocating the caricature of my position advocated by the people who from the beginning have called what I'm talking about isolationism. I'm not talking about pretending that these other countries aren't there, about sticking our head in the sand like ostriches. I'm talking about watching everything that happens, being very careful with our intelligence to know who is who, where they are, and what possible threats to our country could be emerging, and to be ready to deal with any such threat with overwhelming, devastating force and power. All I'm saying is that we need to mind our own business and stop intervening on every aspect of every situation around the world.
Yeah, George Washington's advice in his farewell address.
Exactly.
Obviously not heeded because he's a dead white guy who owns slaves. The United States could end Israel's bombardment of Lebanon right now if they just simply called up Mr. Olmert and said, unless you cease and desist at this point in time and move to the bargaining table, we will cut off all funding to Israel.
Yes.
I mean, it could be over in a half an hour with that telephone call.
Yes, it could be. Well, yes, just as it was in 1982, you're absolutely right. It could be over if El Presidente Bush picked up the phone and said that, it would end.
But with Congress voting almost overwhelmingly the resolution prior to the invasion, as you know, prior to the invasion of Lebanon, U.S. Congress gave overwhelming support to Israel's actions. As a matter of fact, only seven August members of that body voted against that resolution. So, in large part, Israel saw that vote as a green light by the U.S. to continue whatever it wanted to do.
Yes, and my personal hope is that Israel would be able to exterminate these Islamo-communist monsters who are behind so much of the trouble. Well, not only in the Middle East but around the world.
Well, certainly, but the problem is the unintended consequences, as you more than likely are well aware, is that rather than eliminating the threat of Hezbollah, what it has more than likely done is increased the recruitment of members to Hezbollah, as we're watching worldwide, as we watch the demonstrations today in Baghdad, and we watch the sentiment of the so-called moderate Arabs in the Middle East, who were chastising Hezbollah initially, are now in support of Hezbollah. It's a crazy situation we find ourselves in.
It is a crazy situation, and again, that gets back, Robbie, to my comment, my sentiment that, as you say, it's a crazy situation. It's a situation, a problem that has been going on for centuries. I think that we are demonstrating that Washington is demonstrating a stupendous arrogance to believe that it can solve a problem that has endured for that long, and this is why I think that we need simply to say we're sorry about it and we wish it weren't happening, but we don't want to exacerbate it, certainly, and so we're simply going to mind our own business.
Yeah. We are speaking with Alan Stang. You can access his website at stangbooks.com. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, my friends. On this Friday evening, we're having a conversation with Alan Stang. You can access his website at stangbooks.com. His latest article, which you will find at etherzone.com, deals with one David Rockefeller. Let me give you a quote, and we'll ask Mr. Stang to comment on it. It was a quote from David Rockefeller himself, who said, "For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents such as my encounter with Castro to attack the Rockefeller family for its inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. Well, if that's the charge, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it." Way to go, David.
You know, Robbie, when I read that, this quote first came to me via some emails. A few people sent me some emails. I read this quote, and I told myself, well, this is one of these concocted quotes that somebody has invented that we would like Rockefeller to have said, but that, of course, he could never have said anything this blatant. There are many quotes like that, as you know, that people invent, jokesters invent.
Sure.
And they spread them over the internet, and then some people pick them up and run with it, and before you know it, everybody's sure that the individual said it when it wasn't actually said at all. So I'm very cautious about this, and since this was such a blatant statement, I thought, well, this can't be. David Rockefeller could not be stupid enough to make a statement this open. And so I disregarded it, but then I got it a few more times, and since it had a source, most of these quotes don't even have a source, but this one had a source, his memoirs, I thought, all right, I'll get the memoirs, the David Rockefeller memoirs, and I'll look at them, and I was telling myself, sure enough, I will find it's either not there at all, or it's garbled, and that he's really saying the opposite of what the quote says. To my utter astonishment, Robbie, I can't tell you the shock with which I read in David Rockefeller's own memoirs, published by Random House in 2002, the quote that you just read to us on page 405. When I read it, I had to keep reading it. I told myself, no, wait a minute, Stang. You misread. You garbled it yourself. Read it again. I read it two or three more times. And, Robbie, every time I read it, it still said the same thing. Now, let's take this quote apart. What does Rockefeller say his family has been accused of? We can list the charges as in a court document. First, he says, He and his family are accused of inordinate influence over American political and economic institutions. Now, the word inordinate, of course, means wrong, illegitimate. That's the charge, inordinate influence over American political and economic institutions. Charge two, part of a secret cabal. A cabal, of course, is a synonym. The word cabal is a synonym for conspiracy. He says that that's what they've been accused of. Charge three, working against the best interests of the United States. Charge four, internationalism. In other words, destroying independence, the opposite of independence, leading toward a world government. Charge five, conspiring. Now, this is his word. This is David Rockefeller's word, conspiring with others around the world. And finally, charge six, building a more integrated global political and economic structure. In other words, again, destroying independence in favor of world government. David Rockefeller says he is guilty of all this, and he's proud of it. He boasts about it. So what this tells us is here, Robbie, here at last we have the proof from the man's own mouth what he is working for, the proof of conspiracy. You have had this experience, I'm sure, Robbie, I know many times as I have, trying to persuade people to understand what is happening, to understand that we are the victims of the conspiracy for world government. And they say, well, yes, Robbie, but where's your proof? I mean, Robbie, you're getting overexcited. You're an escapee from South Africa. You washed up here on the shores here and on the Gulf Coast, and you're all excited. But we need proof of this, Robbie. What would constitute proof? Well, if we had a confession, that would be proof. Here is the confession that we've been waiting for. What more do we need?
And as Mr. Stang points out in his fine article, David Rockefeller was dead cold sober when he made that statement, unlike Mel Gibson, who made another unfortunate statement earlier this week. We are speaking with Alan Stang. You can access his website at stanbooks.com. Take a short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year. Read the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before. Where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interests run. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend.
Welcome back, my friends. On this Friday evening, we are having a conversation with Alan Stang. You can access his website at stangbooks.com. It's always a pleasure to get the insights of Mr. Stang. In your article, one of the points you bring up in your article is the influence on the education system, where you say... In his memoirs, he talks about the family's warm personal relationship with John Dewey, who did everything he could to destroy American education and recruit the children in the schools as brainwashed flunkies of
That comment now you're talking about is in the new article. I did, of course, but the one that appeared today is the sequel to the first article that contained the quote we've been discussing.
Right.
What motivated me, what inspired me to do this second article, was a new quotation that I was totally unaware of that was put into my hands by a retired U.S. Air Force colonel. Yes, the the Rockefeller family, and this is why you're referring, Ravi, of course, to one of the many reasons they have been accused of doing these things, accusations which Rockefeller, of course, now admits. One of the things they've been doing is intervening in U.S. education, turning it upside down, turning it on its ear, and using the schools to create the New World Order zombies that would be necessary to inhabit the kind of a civilization that the Rockefeller and company are trying to impose upon us. So, yes, he says in his memoirs that the family was very close to John Dewey, still probably the most famous American educator, the Stalinist, who did whatever he could to destroy American education and produce the disaster it has become.
By the way,
Robbie, pardon me for interrupting. May I go ahead and read to you quickly this second quote that inspired the article that came out today?
Please.
Okay, this comes to us. Again, I was totally unaware of it. A retired U.S. Air Force colonel brought it to my attention. This is from a book entitled The Other End of the World, published by Plantation in 1988. Let's see, is it 1988? Yes, 1988. The author of the book is Roger Rusk. Roger Rusk, for 28 years, was a professor of physics at the University of Tennessee. Roger Rusk also was the brother of Secretary of State Dean Rusk, who, of course, was Secretary of State during the Kennedy administration and then stayed on during the Johnson administration. Roger Rusk quotes David Rockefeller as follows. Apparently, a few years back, Robert McNamara, remember him, he was the man who was Secretary of Defense during the war in Vietnam. Robert McNamara went on to become the head of the World Bank. And a few years ago, he was retiring as head of the World Bank. At a dinner in his honor in Washington, David Rockefeller was present. He spoke, and here's what he said at that dinner. The world which we have worked to construct is threatened. By the way, the timing, we're talking about early 1981. The Reagan administration was taking over. And, of course, the Carterites, remember that David Rockefeller had literally hired Jimmy Carter to be president in an interview conducted by Rockefeller at his Tarrytown estate. Now the Carterites are departing. Reagan's coming in. McNamara's retiring. David Rockefeller says this: the world which we have worked to construct is threatened. The gravity of this moment, when Mr. McNamara and others are about to leave their posts, while a new administration reexamines American foreign aid policy, is great. If we are going to save the international institutions we have put in place, the moment is now or never, for the struggle between the old guard and the new is going to go far beyond the reduction of capital appropriations. It is going to endanger the new world order, which we have based on the alliance between Wall Street and Washington. Now, radical conservatives are attempting to destroy all that in seeking first and foremost to serve the national interests of the United States. So notice here, Robbie, first of all, you've got Rockefeller trumpeting the so-called New World Order. Remember that a couple of years later, when Bush Sr. was president, he kept talking about the New World Order, and then he suddenly stopped. I guess they told him to shut up. It was premature. He was spilling the frijoles a little too early. He also says, that Rockefeller says, that he is opposed to those who are working first and foremost to serve the national interests of the United States. Because remember, in the previous quotation, we learned he's opposed to the national interests of the United States. So he's in a different way. He's repeating himself here. And both times, as you pointed out, Robbie, when Rockefeller made these statements, he was stone cold sober, not blind drunk. So this is not an aberration. This is what the man believes. How much more open could he be? He tells us he is working against the interests of the United States. He's an enemy of this country.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It is, Robbie, it is literally unbelievable. And I would question people around the country, your listeners, everybody, my fellow Americans, please tell me what else could he confess? What else does he have to do to tell you what he's doing? He's told you he is part of a conspiracy, his word, that the conspiracy is working against the interests of the United States. He's a traitor. He's an enemy. What else does the man have to do to prove to you what is happening? This is the proof that so many doubting Thomases have been demanding for years. Here it is. You now have it. I would suggest, Robbie, that if people reading these two paragraphs still refuse to understand what is happening, they are deliberately refusing, they don't want to understand it, that they themselves are collaborating with what Rockefeller is doing to us.
What is the connection with David Rockefeller and Zionism?
David Rockefeller and Zionism. Robbie, honestly, I don't know. I've never read anything about his particular connection to Zionism. I'm not saying there isn't any. Again, I cannot recall ever reading anything about it. Although I would expect to find, because of everything else he has done, that he would be sympathetic to Zionism at the very least.
Well, sure. I mean, because there are rumors out there that Standard Oil Company is paying royalties to the Israeli military in a plan for a greater Israel.
Yes, yes.
Which is basically as old as Zionism itself.
Yes. I'm aware of that, but I have never read anything specifically about his activities in that regard.
So, where do you come out on this on this article? Where do you see us going? I mean, do you see us obviously following the path that has been led by so many for so long down the primrose path, if you will?
Yes, regrettably, Robbie, I do. I don't see any reason to argue with your contention. As far as I can tell, the plan of the internationalists, the plan of the conspiracy for world government to destroy our national independence and to submerge the United States in a totalitarian socialist dictatorship they would control, is moving rapidly toward its conclusion. They are very close to nailing the thing down, and that could be a reason. As you will remember, Robbie, that is one of the things I speculated about in my pieces. I wondered, well, why would he say something like this so openly? And I could only come up with two explanations. Maybe you could supply us with more. One of them would be what the Greeks called hubris, the arrogant, overweening pride that comes before a fall. The Greeks called it hubris. Maybe he's saying this because he's so powerful, he's feeling his oats, and that's why he's saying it. And another reason could be that by now he and his fellow conspirators believe that they are so close to ultimate victory, that they already have so much power, they're so close, that he doesn't care whether you know the truth. So now, finally, he's coming out and saying, in effect, yes, folks, Robbie Noel was right all along. The crazy guy from South Africa, yeah, he was right all along. It's true. We are running a conspiracy to destroy the United States. So those are the two explanations I've come up with. And I wish I did not believe, but regrettably, I do. We are very close in this country, Robbie, very close. To a full-blown totalitarian socialist dictatorship, which could happen now with lightning rapidity if something happened that provided the justification for El Presidente Jorge Bush to impose martial law, for example. And remember, General Tommy Franks said, the next such incident we have, says four-star General Tommy Franks, could propel us all the way into martial law, military rule. Yes, I regrettably believe that that's where we're headed.
Also, you point out in his memoirs, Mr. Rockefeller boasts about his banking relationship with Russia and China.
Yes, read the memoirs. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you doubt any of these things that I'm telling Robbie right now, the solution's very simple. You don't even have to buy the Rockefeller book. I did not. I went to the library. I got it from the public library. Get the memoirs and read the memoirs. And if you think that I'm wrong or mistaken, find me out. Find my mistake. Read the memoirs yourself. I think that's a pretty fair deal. Yes, Robbie, in the book he boasts about establishing these banking connections with the Soviet Union, with communist-occupied China. And, of course, the Rockefeller address in Moscow is number 1 Karl Marx Plaza. The Rockefellers always get the most prestigious address in town, you know. So, yes, that you'll find that as well in the memoirs.
It's actually called 1 Karl Marx Plaza?
I believe so. That's the address, yes.
Amazing stuff. And the book you're referring to is the Another Shot Is Fired by Jan Kozak. Is that the one?
Well, that is one of the books. One of the books I'm talking about is the David Rockefeller Memoirs. The David Rockefeller Memoirs, that's the title of the book, ladies and gentlemen. The title is simply Memoirs by David Rockefeller, and it was published in 2002 by Random House. Now, the book that you just mentioned now, Robbie, is called And Not a Shot Is Fired by Jan Kozak, K-O-Z-A-K. Jan Kozak was a Czech, and in that book he explains how the communists seized power in Czechoslovakia by using dialectical materialism, pressure from above, pressure from below, to squeeze the Czech people between the two arms of the dialectic until finally they were squeezed into complete dictatorship. And the reason that that technique, the favorite technique of the communists, dialectical materialism, the reason it's so important for us to understand is that that is exactly what the conspiracy does in this country. It finances people at the bottom to create turmoil, who people who pretend to oppose the people at the top, when in fact they both are working for the same purpose. They both are, I like to characterize them as they are two legs on the same bug. You know, when you're standing on the ground and you're an ant, feel the different legs of the spider. You think at first that they are totally different entities, but if you were able to climb up to the top of those legs, you would find out they belong to the same critter, wouldn't you? Well, that's what we have here, and that's what the And Not a Shot Is Fired book is about. Yes, Robbie, it's about pressure from below, above and pressure from below, dialectical materialism. It's a very important book to aid understanding about what is happening here now. If you cannot find it in the library, friends, maybe you can't, simply call the American Opinion Bookstore of North Hollywood. The toll-free number there is 800-470-8783. 800-470-8783. Talk to Lady Patricia and tell Lady Patricia that I told you to ask for And Not a Shot Is Fired by Jan Kozak.
Well, when we get back after the next break, is this the same bookstore that has your fine book on offer?
Well, yes, she will have all my books, yes.
Oh, so they could order two books while they're there at the same time.
Well, you could order my books from her, but the best place to get my books, Robbie, is simply to go to my website,
stangbooks.com. Absolutely. And when we get back from the break, just to give the folks a reminder of your new book out there called The Electronic Medicine Cure for Cancer.
Yes.
And
I'll be happy to do that, Robbie.
Okay, my friend. I think I just missed my cue break here. I'm not sure if I did.
I do that all the time myself.
Yes. Well, it's called getting old. We are speaking with Alan Stang. You can access his website at stanbooks.com. When we return, we'll talk about his latest book, Electronic Medicine, Cure for Cancer, and we'll give you the toll-free number where you can get it.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. We are speaking with Alan Stang, and here's a deal for you that you can't turn down. Perestroika Sunset is a book that Alan Stang wrote. It's a thriller. It's about the Soviet attempt to seize power in the United States. And according to StanBooks.com, if you purchase Perestroika Sunset, you will get a copy of Alan's new book, Electronic Medicine, The Cure for Cancer. That is a sensational deal, Mr. Stang.
Well, we think it is. We think it is, Robbie, and many people are taking advantage of it. Perestroika Sunset, of course, as you say, it's a novel, it's fiction, but it's based upon the reality of the fighting men we left behind in Vietnam who are still there waiting for us to bring them home, and the Soviet plot to use them to seize power here. The new book, Electronic Medicine Cure for Cancer with a Question Mark, is, of course, about the use of 21st century homeopathy, is what I call it, in which frequency medicine, vibrating technology, is doing incredible things to help people's systems restore the balance that they need to resolve all kinds of health problems. And to read about it, friends, all you need to do is go to my website, stangbooks.com. In the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a button entitled Eagle Research. Eagle Research. Simply click on Eagle Research, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see all the electronic units that I'm writing about in electronic medicine. You'll also see a copy of the book, Electronic Medicine, the cover of it, and a little text, a little copy that'll tell you what it's all about.
So when am I going to convince you to get back on the air, Mr. Stang?
Well, yeah, this is Robbie, my friends. Robbie is my nemesis. From time to time, the phone rings. I hear that rich accent, and I know that it's Robbie calling to put me on another radio show. So Robbie is the eminence grise, behind a lot of my talk shows. So anybody who complains about all my talking on the talk shows, this is the man to blame. Ladies and gentlemen, Robbie Noel, Alan Stang's eminence grise.
Well, with the lack of voices out there today, as you all know, we need as many voices as we can.
Yes,
unfortunately, you happen to be one of the great educators in history, which, as you all know, history is a great teacher of the future.
Yes, it certainly is, Robbie, and I'm very confident, Robbie, that my talk show hosting days are not over and that at some point I'll wind up back on the air somewhere. It seems to keep happening. And, of course, when it does, I will blame you routinely.
I will take that blame with the greatest of pleasure, sir.
Okay, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr.
Stang. As always, for your hospitality.
Oh, my pleasure, sir. You're a great American.
Thank you.
Well, that leaves me with just a reminder, once again, change in a program schedule starting Monday. The show will be an hour earlier. Mark that on your calendar. I trust you have a great weekend, my friends, and we'll see you here Monday. Till then, see you, bye.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.